Three Freedom Tools. Now that you understand the foundation of digestion and you recognize the quintessential brilliance of what triggers actually are, let's begin to outline the tools, liberating yourself effectively and directly right now from your past. 18 level ladder of consciousness. What you're beginning to remember is how to live in flow. How to assist your ego to be flexible. How to ride the energy waves of life. How to be passionately alert, keenly aware, and vibrantly awake. The 18-level ladder of consciousness is a phenomenal tool to rapidly propel you in this direction. The first 17 of the 18 levels were identified by Dr. David Hawkins and presented in his book Power vs. Force. Like Jacob's ladder, these 18 interconnected steps present to us a map, a highly precious map. Each of the 18 levels is a territory of emotion and thus of consciousness. How are emotion and consciousness interrelated? Consider this. If in any given moment your primary emotion is shame, how much energy, attention, care, interest do you have available to the world beyond you? Very little. In shame, you are intensely preoccupied with your own survival. If, in any given moment, your primary emotion is love or joy or peace, how much energy, attention, care, and interest do you have available to the world beyond you? Masses. In love, joy, and peace, you're expandingly open and attuned and engaged with the greater world. Most people pass the majority of their lives in the downward spiraling suction of shame, guilt, apathy, unresolved grief, fear, insatiable ego desire, anger, and false pride, which is a compensatory ballast for deeply rooted shame. The suction to stay mired in this experience of hell and seeming helplessness is enormous, partly because so many people live there. Still to this day, the downward spiraling well of hell is the home of humanity's critical mass, its current majority, its overbearing might. Try this experiment. Stand on a random street corner. Respectfully ask passersby this question. Do you know what it's like to wake up on the wrong side of the bed, stub your toe, trip on your dirty laundry, scald yourself in the shower, spill your coffee on your shirt, and be late for work? They'll not only jump up and down and excitedly agree, yes, they'll co-opt your story and want to tell you all of the versions they've experienced of this horrible misery. They'll join your groaners club. If you stand on a random street corner and you respectfully ask passersby this question. Do you know what it's like to wake up feeling so glad to be alive? Rise out of bed and feel like you're floating? Experience everything clicking as it's all perfectly aligned? Open your door to discover the postperson handing you your mail and in it is an invitation to the opportunity you've been dreaming of? They'll stare at you as if you're nuts. Why? Because most people never experience an upward spiral long enough to believe it's real. Their egos cling on to the truth of their downward spiraling life. Some even defend it as their absolute reality, believing it is unchangeable. And you? As you learn via navigating the 18-level ladder of consciousness, how to position yourself more and more frequently at the fulcrum point of courage, you will be at a magic point. For it is at courage and above that the upward spiral, providence itself, can access you. It's like being in an updraft, an uplifting wind, or standing at the airlift point on the top of a highest building, or in the clearing of a mountain meadow. You need merely make yourself available to it, and it will pick you up and carry you. Like following intuition's graceful and remarkably accurate cues, this is how you avail yourself to experiencing synchronicity and serendipity at such frequent rates that they become your new norm. This is how you end work as a means to all ends. This is how you begin to flow and live in ease and bask in joy, living your life from the core of your true meaning and purpose. This is how you actively align your ego with your soul. Getting your ego to courage and above is the turning point within the polar shift. For above courage is neutrality, Willingness, does this sound familiar? Acceptance, the resolution stage of grief. Understanding, wherein ego perceives what soul knows. Love, as a state of being rather than as a mere emotion. Joy, peace, so much more than the end of war. Enlightenment, pure being, just is and beyond. Climbing this ladder and staying atop it is your soul's destiny. It is for you, the incarnate human that you are, to experience in this lifetime the magnificent beauties and bounties that are bestowed upon you. Spirit is asking you, calling you, beckoning you, please climb the ladder, please come home. Home is where your ego is rehoused within your soul. It is the reverse of Adam's rib. It is where your ego is re-embraced fully and completely inside soul. The direct route home is inviting your ego into your co-pilot seat. Let's go. My husband and I have developed two routes to climbing this ladder. The first reveals to you the ladder itself, such that you can recognize it and where you are on it in any moment in time. This gives your ego incredible bearings and choice and hope. Once you recognize the 18 rungs on this ladder, you can learn how to position yourself precisely where you want to be. We call this switchboard operator. This is a powerful tool you can use to liberate yourself moment to moment from suffering. The second route is a deeply transformative version of climbing this ladder. We call this the sea walk, the consciousness walk. In it, you will clear out the heaviness of your lower levels, making you airborne and able to ascend the ladder with greater ease. The result of both of these routes and your exploration and candid application of them is that you will begin to live more frequently in the upper levels. When you do spiral down, you will notice more quickly. And as soon as you become aware that you are falling, you will confidently apply these tools. As a result, you will quickly gain altitude, sometimes in a flash of mere seconds, restoring your good-feeling open state, generously soaring in the upper heights. In other words, living in passion and compassion, peace and purposefulness will be your new norm. On the rare occasion that you do spiral down, you will not be flustered. You will masterfully resurrect yourself, regaining your sovereignty over your own life and regaining the expansive scanning vantage over your dominion of potentiality that is your birthright. No one is exempt from this. Regardless of whether you have told dangerous lies, murdered someone, beat your wife, scolded your children mercilessly, in this or past lives, you too can climb this ladder now. For spirit, God, soul does not judge. It welcomes you to remember who you are. You are a radiant being of light at your origin, which is with you and in you always.